Well, I guess it can be done if they say it can be done, because all they can do is do what they can do, and they do what they can do whenever they do it. Even if they can't do it, they're going to go ahead and do it. It's the government, mate. It's the government. Good to hear from you, Amy. How are you tonight?
Oh, hi. Yes. Hi, Chuck. Look, I'd like to talk about the injustice of unrepresented children in the Queensland Human Rights Court.
Sure.
Yeah? Okay, look, I've had a very big problem with school bullying. My son's life has basically been ruined by school bullying, and he was forced out of Woodridge State School in grade 7 mm-hmm. due to severe bullying, school bullying.
And you made complaints about
yes,
that?
Yes, I'll tell you about that.
Okay.
So he was denied legal youth advocacy, and we were both systematically abused and terrorised by the Queensland Anti-Discrimination Tribunal President, Jean Dalton QC, and Robert Wensley QC during our hearing about education, discrimination and bullying. Now it gets better. Our courtroom audio tapes and transcripts have been severely edited to deny us the evidence. And 2 years on from the April 2005 hearing, where first the Tribunal President Jean Dalton QC terrorised my son and I am still waiting for a full and impartial investigation into the shocking abuse my son and I endured by the Tribunal President and Robert Wensley QC, who acted in concert with the defendant's barrister, that is the Crown Law. I call them corrupt law. And about the tribunal, I'd have to say I can only call it a cesspit of corruption and abuse.
Well, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You say something to the effect that you are in a hearing with all of these individuals.
Yes.
And this is a government hearing.
Yes.
And this is recorded.
Yes, it is recorded.
And was it recorded by the press?
No, there was no press.
No press.
No. It was a closed hearing.
Closed hearing.
And closed hearing in the magistrate's building in Brisbane.
And it was taped.
It was audio taped.
And your opinion is that those tapes have been altered?
Severely. How? Left, right, and center. All the abuse, almost all the abuse has been cut out, but not all the abuse, because otherwise there'd be nothing left.
You mean the abuse directed at you by those
yes,
in the tribunal?
Yes.
As you perceived it, it was
by
abuse.
By the tribunal president, who demeaned me constantly, denied my child the right to speak, yet under the rights of the child, and the tribunal relies on the Geneva Convention, you know, and the rights of the child, the rights of the disabled, the ICCPR, whatever you want to call it, the Geneva Convention.
Were you represented by lawyers?
No, we weren't. That's the thing. My son tried to speak. She denied. He tried to read out a statement that he'd signed and prepared. She refused to allow him to read it out.
Did she give a basis for her refusal?
Yeah, she said, oh, now you're starting again with human rights. She just couldn't stand the fact that I said that my child had the same rights under the law as delinquents to legal representation, that under the act of the convention on which the tribunal bases relies on its operation. We're all the same in front of the law. We're all the same. We're all equal. You know, there's no difference.
Amy, this is one of those situations that the rest of us have no information or input about.
Mm-hmm.
It was not recorded for public consumption,
yeah,
nor were the press present.
Mm-hmm.
If you would care to write that up and send it to me, perhaps we could ask someone at the tribunal for their point of view, so that we do get both sides in the matter, because we don't know, nor can we validate what you're saying as being true. And that would be the thing to do, if you could write that out in some fashion, send it to me here at 4BC, then we could contact the people on the tribunal for them to respond. That would be the fair thing to do, too, of course. And, John, how are you, buddy?
G'day, Chuck. I tried to debate you last night.